Mother said, "There's another force in the field."
"Say what?"
Swan chirped. "Only way it adds up, Willow. The Shadow Masters are out to get each other, but they wouldn't go that far. Helps us too much. Our side doesn't have anybody who could pull off the sorcery angle, so somebody else did it."
"What the hell for?"
"To confuse things." "They did that. Why?" "I couldn't guess."
"Then who?"
"I don't know. Just like everyone else won't know, and will be chasing their tails trying to figure it out." Was Blade listening? Didn't seem like it. He asked,
"How bad were the Shadowlanders hurt?"
"Huh?"
"Shadowspinner's armies. How bad off are they?"
"Bad enough they can't take a crack at Dejagori again till they get replacements. But not so bad our guys have a crack at breaking out."
"Just enough interference to keep the balance, then."
"Our guys got cut up bad, way the prisoners talked. As many as half of them killed, meaning the Shadow Master's men really got mauled."
"But they could still send out patrols for you to catch."
"Shadow Spinner is scared we'll move on him. He doesn't want any more surprises."
Blade paced. He returned to the map, tapped out the garrisons and posts he had established as much as 150 miles south. He paced. He asked Mather,
"Is it true, or is it something they want us to believe? Bait for a trap."
Swan said, "The prisoners believed it." Blade said,
"Sindhu, why haven't we heard from Hakim? Why did this news reach us this way?"
"I don't know."
"Find out. Go talk to your friends right now. If this is true, we should have known before their patrol got here with the prisoners."
Sindhu departed, disturbed. Swan said,
"Now you got rid of him. What's on your mind?"
"Is the story true? That's what's on my mind. Sindhu has people babysitting Dejagore. They should have had a messenger moving the minute the dust-up started. Another should have brought a complete report when it was over. One might not have gotten through, but two wouldn't have failed. We made that road safe. We enlisted most of the bandits and feistier peasants."
"You think the prisoners are plants?"
Blade paced.
"I don't know. If they are, why on you? Mather?"
Cordy thought, "If they're a plant, we shouldn't have been the captors. Unless their purpose is to cause confusion, or they don't know the difference. It could be they're telling the truth, but we're not supposed to believe it because you haven't heard from your scouts. It could be a device to buy time."
"Illusion," Swan said.
"You remember what Croker used to say? That his favorite weapon was illusion?" "That's not quite what he said, Willow," Mather corrected, "but close enough. Somebody wants us to see something that isn't there, or to ignore something that is."
Blade said,
"I'm moving."
Swan squawked, "What do you mean, moving?"
"I'm heading down there."
"Hey, man, what are you, crazy? You're getting a little carried away, chasing that tail."
Blade walked out. Willow spun on Mather.
"What do we do, Cordy?"
Mather shook his head. "I don't know about friend Blade anymore. He's looking to get killed. Maybe we shouldn't have taken him away from those crocs."
"Yeah, maybe. But what do we do now?"
"Send a message north, then go with him."
"But..."
"We're in charge. We can do whatever we want."
Mather hustled out.
"They're both crazy,"
Swan muttered. He looked at the map a minute, went to the window, watched the